With me today, I've got Anna Marie Lockyer. She's the General Manager of Wealth Products at ANZ Investments. So coming to the 65-year-old, accumulation, I just wish we could find a better word for it than that. I don't know if you've got any ideas there, but I think it's a shocker. It seems to me that this, you know, there's a growing amount of money coming out of KiwiSaver every year. Well, people are getting to 65, and the you probably know the numbers better than me, that, you know, there's quite a lot of money sitting there. But very few providers have actually put in an option for members at that stage. Why do you think it's taking so long?
Oh, look, KiwiSaver is pretty immature. The world over, decumulation, as it's called, hasn't been solved.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, I guess we're 10 years into KiwiSaver, and people are really retiring with balances of $20,000 to $40,000.
Yeah, so it's not a huge amount.
Yeah, I guess my problem today is, you know, with $40,000, here's your decumulation product. You might get $5 a year.
Yeah.
It's not really going to help.
Yeah, so you need a balance of something like 100K or
look, I think a balance of 100K, you start talking about seriously being able to spread that over the life of your retirement.
Yeah.
I think about a third of members take their money out at the age of 65.
So that's not too bad.
No, and then we see probably another third taking a regular withdrawal from their KiwiSaver account.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people actually continue to invest in KiwiSaver and add to it.
Yeah, okay.
I guess they've seen the benefits of saving through KiwiSaver. Again, I think this is where it's really important, I think, when people hit 65, to ensure that, you know, what is your time frame to spend now, to make sure that you're sort of appropriately investing.
So in some ways, it's sort of nearly a little bit early for the accumulation side of the industry to develop.
Look, I don't think it's ever too early to start thinking about what and how we're going to develop into the future, because, you know, it won't be too long before balances do grow and there's a demand for it. I think those who have, you know, quite big balances today and can really get a good decumulation product probably have a lot of other assets around too.
Yeah. One of the other things which comes up in the report, and it's something which has sort of been, you know, on my mind quite a lot, is member tax credits. You know, it's essentially free money from the government, but there's a huge number of people who aren't taking advantage of it. How do we solve that problem?
Yeah, member tax credits. Look, and encouragingly, we see more members every year take up the free money from the government. So that's the positive. Yeah. I think, you know,
but it should be everyone, shouldn't it?
It should, absolutely. There's another $300 million out there that the government is offering to KiwiSaver members, but unfortunately, people aren't, you know, I guess, putting in enough to get their member tax credits. I guess, you know, one of the things I think that's really important for members to understand is if you put in your $1,000 a year and you get your free $521 from the government every year, at the age of 65, you'll have $250,000 sitting in your...
Yeah, I read that in the report. That was, you know...
It's pretty compelling.
You know, the government's putting the money on the table. I mean, I guess they don't want to give it away too easily. But should they actually play a bigger role in trying to get people to take it up? Or is that a provider issue, or is it someone else's?
Oh, look, I think a number of people have got a responsibility. Mm. Absolutely, the government puts it up there and are happy to spend it.
Yeah.
It's a way of helping to incentivise, I guess, people to use KiwiSaver to save for their retirement. Mm. Providers absolutely have got an obligation to contact their members on an annual basis, particularly those members who haven't, I guess, contributed enough to get that free money from the government. And I think it's something that all providers do tend to do, to try and contact members. So,
yeah, some seem to be more active than others, I think.
Yeah, look, really important again. And there's a little bit of an onus on the individual too, you know, to understand what the benefits are of the product they're invested in.
But if they knew those numbers you put up there, it's
a compelling story.
Incredibly compelling story.
It's not often that you get a 50% return on an investment like that. So look, I think it's really important for members, if they haven't got the right contact details with their provider, and therefore they're not getting the right information from their provider, that they do ensure they're up to date
with what's going on. So another of my little questions I'm always fascinated about is, you know, KiwiSaver is a long-term savings scheme and it's meant, you know, till you're 65, but then people can take out their money for a first home purchase. And I think $1.1 billion has been taken out in 10 years for 74,000 members. So that's a lot of money going into the housing market. It just seems to me to be contrary to what the scheme's all about.
Look, I think I completely support first home withdrawals within KiwiSaver. You can't retire without a roof over your head in some way, shape or form. So I think, look, it's a really good benefit we've got in New Zealand. I know other countries are looking to New Zealand as to whether they should also implement such a benefit. And it's well utilised, and you know, we've seen a 300% increase over the last year in people, you know, withdrawing from their KiwiSaver to, you know, buy their first home, which is great.
Might have been quite the right time then, might it?
Well, look, I'm not a property expert.
Yeah.
What I think is really important is, you know, that is a step in the journey, but you can't eat your home in your retirement. So, you know, you need to start saving, I guess, for your future.
There were some really interesting numbers if you owned your own property, how much it cost you versus if you had to rent through your retirement.
Yeah, that's right. So, look,
I won't ask you to
remember. Well, no, I can tell you the numbers. $110,000 if you own your own home and maintenance insurance.
Yeah.
$650,000 if you rent in rental costs over your retirement. Yeah. So, you know, that's a 500K difference. And therefore, I think that is the beauty of letting New Zealanders buy their first home, reducing their costs in retirement for accommodation, as long as they continue to consider how they then save to help fund their retirement.
So how many people, once they do a first home withdrawal, get back on the wagon, if you like, and start?
A really good question. We asked some members that recently, and encouragingly, about 83% of members said that they would continue to contribute or contribute at a higher rate.
Yeah.
Disappointingly, we only see probably just under 50% contributing at a higher rate, or restarting the contributions. Absolutely.
So about 50% of them will actually start.
Will continue to contribute into their KiwiSaver.
So I would have thought that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, look, it is good, and I think it's really important for people to work out how they can pay off their mortgage. But I keep going back to the fact, don't miss out on those benefits. Don't miss out on your government contribution. Don't miss out on your employer contribution. So make the most of both.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Look, thank you, Anna. That's been really interesting, and I've enjoyed talking to you about it today. And I would recommend that if you haven't seen the report, you should get a copy, and no doubt just bring your friendly ANZ branch. Look, again, thank you, Anna. Cheers.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah.